Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. With appearances in Kanye West's blog, signing to New York-based tastemaker Duck Down Records, and playlisting on MTV USA, everything seems to be coming up roses for local rapper David Dallas. So why is he offering his latest album, The Rose Tint, for free? I caught up with him earlier this week. So the album is the Rose Tint, and it's really, really free. Like, it's difficult to go to your website and not download it. Like, there's this really big logo there that you, if you click on it, you end up downloading it. I'm assuming that was deliberate?
Yeah, that was the absolute intention. Just because I hate when, you know, people have websites and they'll say, hey, come download something, and then you have to enter an email address and you have to sign up and register an account and all that stuff. I mean, the whole point of putting the album out for free was to get it to as many ears as possible. So I was just like, remove all of that, just make it as simple as possible so that when you go there, you just click something and download it. And that's kind of what I was aiming for.
And there were a lot of downloads on that first day. Like, how many were there approximately?
8,000.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's over gold in New Zealand. So, and I mean, knowing what albums sell in New Zealand, because, you know, like, I see like what people sell in the first week and stuff, and I was just like, yeah, we made the right choice.
Totally. So this, do you think this is the new model?
I don't know if it's, you know, models are a weird sort of word, you know, like, because I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily financially sustainable, if you know what I mean. But I mean, I guess there's a, you know, there's some point where you have to monetize it, but my thing is, like, people can't be fans of stuff that they haven't heard, and I feel like for me, where I was at, I'm like, it's more important that, you know, that people actually get to hear the music, get to engage with it, and then hopefully if the songs are good enough, then everything else will come from it, you know?
Right. So, I mean, you don't get any money from the downloads, do you?
Nah. But the thing is, you get money off, if people like the songs, you get money off shows, you get money off licensing, and it's all those other avenues, you know what I mean? And that's, I felt like that was more important, you know, because that's off the last 7 years I've been making music, that's where I made my money. It's live and my publishing, because I wrote the songs, you know? So I just felt like that was the right move. All the way from the 278, send a message to the grapevine, tell them who to hate. Man, I'm about to have a great time, open up the gates, feeling like the dude Bill Gates, open up the safe, see a pretty check. And so you're based in New York now, yeah? Yeah. So I spent the last 2 months of last year there, and I've spent 3 months there this year. I'm actually back home, like I've got in my interview for my working visa pretty soon. So assuming that all goes ahead, once that's sorted, I'll be back there.
Do you have to write, I'm a rapper, on that thing?
Nah, like the thing for the petition, it doesn't actually ask what your actual occupation is, like, which is kind of weird when I think about it. But yeah, it was just the usual things, like, have you been arrested?
Have you been arrested?
No, I haven't, actually.
Good.
It's pretty good.
It's not very rappery.
Nah, it's not. But I mean, I've got a computer science degree as well, so that's not very... I'm pretty high up on the list of non-rappery sort of pastimes, I guess.
Totally. Was it an easy move from New Zealand?
It's like culturally, there's a big culture shock, like going to New York. It's bigger than I sort of anticipated, even though I've been there before, you know what I mean? Like I've been there sort of four times, like in the last 2 years prior to actually making the move over there. But it's just things that you don't really think of, like just food, I thought was a really big thing, like just their food is just not good, like it really isn't, like, you know, like I took for granted just how good, like, you know, like things like dairy and meat and produce and stuff are here, like you really take that stuff for granted. And so that kind of bothered me, and just like it's the noise and the lack of personal space, you know, because I'm used to being, you know, grew up in Papatoa, you had a backyard, it was quiet, you can go out and play kick a rugby ball on the road, you know, like, and now I'm in a place where there's no trees around me, living in a box, like it's noisy at all hours, things like that. It's very different.
I mean, and it's the kind of thing that could actually affect your creative process in terms of the things that you end up rapping about.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, to be honest, like, because people are like, oh yeah, so the Rose Tint was created over in America, and the thing is, it wasn't. Like, 95% of it was written in New Zealand. Like, I maybe added like two verses, but, you know, for the most part I wrote it in New Zealand. Like, you know, there was some mixing going on while I was in America, but then it wasn't until I got back over summer that we actually finished up the record and did all the sort of post-production and the mastering and stuff like that here. So yeah, to be honest, like while I've been in the apartment a lot of the time, I've just kind of had a bit of a block as far as like writing. Like I haven't, you know, nothing's kind of popping out at me. I don't know if that was just because I'd almost finished the project anyway, and I'm kind of looking for what I'm going to do next, waiting for the next sort of rush of inspiration. I'm high up on a new wave of confidence. I'm trying to write it to a few different continents, knowing in the country that I'm from, but anonymous to most of the populace and dominant marketplaces. I'm from New Zealand and I'm used to seeing different faces, and they don't ever turn the radio to different stations.
One of the things that you touch on in the song Caught in the Days is that kind of the inability to get kind of mainstream recognition in New Zealand. I mean, why do you think that is?
I guess it's just because, like, the sort of music that I like the sort of hip-hop music that I like, isn't necessarily, you know, it definitely isn't the sort of stuff that they play on, you know, like the mainstream sort of urban stations in New Zealand, you know? I mean, but the thing is, I guess it's the same way in the States. Like, I think a lot of the artists that I like aren't played on sort of the mainstream urban stations. But, you know, you can actually have a big niche, like, because of the size of America, like a niche in America is still, it's still millions of people, you know, like it's a niche will be the population of New Zealand, whereas a niche in New Zealand is 200 people, you know what I mean? So it's much more sustainable over there. So that's another big reason, because I was like, I didn't want to compromise what I did, you know, like I didn't want to, in order to sustain like what I do and sustain my life, I didn't want to have to, you know, try and be on, you know, make songs which sound like Pitbull songs or something like that, you know. I wanted to do, because the artists that I like are successful doing the same sort of music that I do, yet they don't have to conform to try and, you know, to try and make Pitbull songs. So that was my thing. As the person that you're arguing with, while the people that you're arguing about all remain rich, say latest to this, try focus on your own life, then you see patience with no home, no lights, make you great.
It's kind of interesting to me listening to it, because you still actually, it sounds very international, but yeah, you actually still rap with a New Zealand accent.
Yeah, I think my accent gets sort of more New Zealand as my career goes on, do you know what I mean? I don't know.
It's kind of like your point of difference.
Yeah, it is a different point, definite point of difference. The funny thing is, it's like Kiwis can really pick up on it, but like a lot of Americans, like they'll hear the songs and they still won't notice. They'll be like, oh, I can't really hear your accent on this.
I mean, and the song that you really broke it over there was for Big Time. You know, so you're on MTV and Kanye West blogs. I mean, is that all a bit surreal?
The MTV, I mean, the Kanye West thing, because that was like, when did that happen? That was like start of last year. Mm-hmm. So that was crazy when that happened. But I think because it just got added into MTV rotation like about a month back while I was still there. And that was crazy. Like, because that's not something I've ever sort of anticipate or, you know, even thought was sort of possible. Like, definitely not when I was starting my rap career. Like, when I started writing songs, my biggest ambition was to have a song played on BFM. That was it. My scope was just tiny. So it's one of those things, you know, like, as the more stuff you do, you know, you're just constantly shifting the goalposts. Like, oh, I want to do this now, I want to do this now. But MTV in America was super surreal. That was, you know, that's something I can show my mum, and my mum kind of, it's something my mum can understand. Because, you know, being like, hey, mum, I was on Kanye West blog, doesn't mean shit to my mum. She's got no idea. She's like, what's a blog? B, who's Kanye West? You know, so.
Totally. Yeah. In terms of where those goalposts are at the moment, where are they sitting?
It's cliche to say, but I just want the music to be heard by as many people as possible. And the thing is, like, I don't need to, like, my goal was never to play sort of Wembley Stadium or something. I don't need to be like Oasis or something. But what I'd like is you know, to one day be able to just go to cities all over the world and have, like, say, 300, 400 core fans who come to your show. Like, that's enough for me, just to see the world, like, see the world in that manner, like, have fans all over the world. That'd do me just fine.
Sweet deal. Well, best of luck with all of that.
Cool, man. Thanks a lot. Here we are, pouring out shots at the
bar, swearing one day we'll be stars. And The Rose Tint is available for free download at daviddallas.net. After the break, Tiny Ruins.